DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Alastair Hutton with an article written by Heather about a new treatment to preserve the sight of children suffering from a rare genetic condition. An 11-year-old girl from London has become only the second person in the world and the first in the UK to have a pioneering gene treatment in a bid to save her sight. As a baby, Catherine Lestrange was diagnosed with the Bardet-Biedl syndrome, a condition that usually leads to sight loss by the patient's late teens. Bardet-Biedl syndrome, or BBS for short, is a rare genetic condition that causes retinal degeneration, progressively leading to blindness. The condition is caused by mutations in more than 20 genes, and it can also have a range of other impacts, such as reduced kidney function. Originally, Catherine's family were told that while gene therapy could help, it was unlikely to be available in time to save her sight. But medical developments have moved swiftly, and this year, Catherine was offered the chance to have keyhole surgery to inject healthy copies of a gene into her eye to try and halt the march of the disease and stabilise her sight. The operation was carried out at St Helier Hospital in South London using a gene therapy developed by biotech company Myra GTX. Surgeons removed the jelly inside Catherine's eye and injected healthy copies of a gene into her retina. If all goes to plan, Catherine's sight will remain stable or could even improve, says the team who carried out the operation. Only one of Catherine's eyes has been treated with the new gene therapy, with her team now waiting to see the results. Niruban Kumaran, consultant eye surgeon at Epsom and St Helier University Hospitals NHS Trust, said his patient had already reported better vision in dim light. He said the feedback so far has been positive, but it'll take years before the full results are known. He's also hopeful that the gene therapy could pave the way for more treatment options for inherited retinal diseases. He added, "We're so pleased to offer this novel treatment through collaboration with Great Ormond Street Hospital and Moorfields Eye Hospital, who helped to identify eligible patients from their specialised clinics. Early positive feedback from the children and their families is very exciting and offers real hope to those affected by this condition." Only one other person, a 17-year-old girl from Canada, received the gene therapy before Catherine. This first operation was also carried out at St Helier Hospital.
Hello, this is Jan with some ideas from the gardening expert at the MK Pulse magazine based in Milton Keynes. Last month, we explored how a pond can improve your garden by encouraging many species of wildlife. But autumn officially starts in September, and if you already have one of the water features, this is the time to take extra care of it. When leaves begin dropping from trees, you really don't want them to land in your pond, where they will rot and add to the sludge. In turn, aquatic life will be harmed when the leaves decay, which also affects the colour and quality of the water. A leaf-free pond is a happy pond. Planting grass around the periphery is a smart move, as it will act as a great dust catcher. But as the seasons slowly change, there are many other jobs to turn you into a busy bee in your outside space. Water butts need to be cleaned, and pay attention to your grassed areas. If you have sparse patches, reach for the seed and replenish. Autumn winds can play havoc with your delicate plants and young or fragile trees. Don't wait until problems arrive. Act now in anticipation of high winds by ensuring tree ties and plant supports are doing their job. Preparation is key. If you want a pop of spring colour in your flower beds, bare root wallflowers will survive the winter frost, so plant now and you'll be glad you made the effort when they bloom next year. Crocus, daffodil and bluebell bulbs can all be planted now too. If you grow to eat, there is plenty to do in your vegetable patches, including sowing greens. Broad beans, peas and onions and shallots can all be put in now. And what of fruits? The best plums we've ever tasted were the ones harvested from a very old and very reliable tree belonging to a neighbour. When he would climb up the ladder to reach those at height, he would throw the odd one onto our lawn for us to grab and devour. Later, we would receive a bag full of yummy yellow fruits. Delicious, organic, packed with vitamins and so versatile, they can be used in jams, chutneys, sauces, poached or taken straight from the fruit bowl, as we often did. If you have fruit trees, ensure you pick the produce before winds force the fruits to the ground, where they will bruise and be at the mercy of insects and frost. If you have too many, store them or distribute them. Fresh fruits will be welcomed by neighbours and friends. If you are lucky enough to have a big harvest, you might like to consider donating to a food bank. Whatever you do, please make sure they are used, not wasted. If you are looking forward to putting your feet up this month, you had better think again. Your garden needs you. So, how does your garden grow? Adam Frost from Gardener's World says, "Save seeds from your plants and save money." And I'd like to talk about saving your tomato seed. Tomato comes from the Aztec word zitomatl. And this year I have grown varieties resistant to blight disease, and ones from seeds saved myself. If you find a tomato that you really like, cut it in half, scoop the seeds out with a small spoon and spread them onto kitchen paper to dry. When the seeds are dry, leave them on the paper, write the name on it, if you know the variety, and put it away until next year. When the time is right to plant them, cut the paper into bits with some seed on it and plant in a pot to germinate. There's no need to separate them from the paper. You can save any seeds, vegetable, flowers, seeds from a favourite shrub. Not all seeds are suitable, but it's always worth a try, as it saves money, packaging and energy, and gives great excitement when you see those little green shoots popping their heads out of the pot. And this month's top tip is: sunflowers are one of the biggest and brightest of the summer blossoms, and they have taken on more meaning as the national flower of Ukraine. They have been embraced as a symbol of support for the embattled country. The flowers signify peace in Ukraine, and many people have shown solidarity by growing the terrific flowers here. If yours are still looking radiant, enjoy them while they continue. But when they bow out, leave the seed heads in situ. Visiting birds will feed on them and be thankful.
TNF Soundings.